Now to the Hunter Valley, which has earned the dubious title of having some of the worst air pollution in New South Wales. State governments for the first time held a drop-in information session in the Upper Hunter for residents to discuss their concerns ahead of what's expected to be a long, dry summer. But some remain unconvinced about the government's efforts to rein in pollution from the mining industry that employs thousands of people. Eliza Getzey has this report.
In the heart of coal mining country in the New South Wales Upper Hunter, it's not uncommon for residents to wake up to a brown haze.
That's unbelievable, the dust.
It's absolutely shocking.
We can't live with it anymore.
So keeping an eye on air quality alerts from the Office of Environment and Heritage is a daily ritual. Alan Leslie keeps count.
We've had 56 in October. And you look at where the big numbers are. The big numbers are Camberwell, Mason Dew and Mount Thorley.
Life comes with a coating of brown dust, as Muswellbrook resident Cole will tell you.
We sort of go out the back for a cup of coffee or something after lunch of a day, and my wife's got to clean all the outdoor furniture. Our pool's just black because I give up cleaning it. I said, it's a waste of time cleaning it.
For Janice Lee, it's suffocating.
When I'm in town, I've got to use my puffer, and if I go to Sydney or the beaches or anywhere else, I'm fine. We love this town, but we don't want our children subjected to all this dust from the mines.
Community concern about air quality has lingered for years.
So we're holding a community event to give the community a chance to come and talk to EPA staff and scientists about air quality in this region. And it's been a really good turnout.
Adam Gilligan is the EPA's regional director for the state's north. He's running this first drop-in information session for the public.
Obviously, we can't control the drought, we can't control the bushfires, but we can control the contribution from man-made sources. And that's why we've got officers out in the field on days like today to make sure mines are doing the right thing.
2019 is already the worst year for air pollution in the Upper Hunter since monitoring began in 2010. And many residents blame the 20 or so coal mines in the region, creeping ever closer to local townships.
You can see it rising. I can hear the trucks at night. It's right on top of our town.
And there's little confidence that the authorities will act against mines that breach regulatory requirements.
Pathetic. Best they can do is they give them a warning letter, then they have a prosecution, and maybe they'll get fined $15,000. They'd spend more than that on morning tea.
Adam Gilligan from the EPA insists breaches are followed up.
What we tend to see is that mining companies and industry more broadly do take receiving penalty notices and regulatory action from us very seriously. It's not something that they want to have to report to their boards, particularly, you know, multinational companies and so forth.
But some Muswellbrook residents, like Cole, are almost ready to admit defeat.
Oh, yeah, we've been going to leave for ages, but we wouldn't get the money for our house. We'd lose $100,000 on our house, most probably. And to relocate to a place like Maitland and that, we want $100,000 more, really, to buy a house down there. That don't look like that'll happen.
That's Muswellbrook resident Cole ending that report by Eliza Getzey.